Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Know How She Does It, How Successful Women Make the Most of Their Time is a non-fiction time management and work-life book by Laura Vanderkam, built around research on time diaries from professional women. It examines how high-earning mothers actually spend their hours rather than how people assume they do. The book's purpose is to challenge the common belief that career success for women must come at the cost of family, sleep, or personal fulfillment. Vanderkam uses empirical evidence to show that many women who balance demanding jobs and home responsibilities are not operating in constant crisis, but are making deliberate trade-offs, using flexibility well, and prioritizing what matters most. The book is especially relevant to readers interested in productivity, parenting, and the realities of modern work. It combines data, practical frameworks, and a corrective to cultural myths about female busyness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a time diary study that replaces anecdotes with evidence. The central methodological feature of the book is its reliance on detailed time logs rather than broad generalizations. Vanderkam examines hundreds of diaries from professional women, which allows her to measure actual time use instead of repeating familiar stories about overwhelm. This matters because work-life debates are often driven by emotional anecdotes that make extreme cases seem typical. By focusing on recorded hours, the book shows where time really goes and how perception can diverge from reality. That empirical approach gives the book its credibility. It is not arguing that balancing work and family is effortless, but that the common picture of constant chaos is overstated. The research design also supports a more nuanced conclusion. Different women make different choices, yet many still create workable routines within the same 16-8 hours available to everyone. This makes the book less of a manifesto than an argument from observation, which is what distinguishes it from more prescriptive productivity titles. Secondly, the book challenges the myth that working mothers must be permanently overextended. One of Vanderkam's main contributions is her challenge to the widely repeated assumption that successful women, especially mothers, inevitably lose sleep, family time, and personal time in order to maintain careers. The book does not deny that pressure exists, but it argues that popular narratives often exaggerate how much time high-achieving women spend in a state of overload. By comparing assumptions with diary data, Vanderkam shows that many women work fewer hours than outsiders imagine, and sometimes sleep more than they thought they did. The implication is important: subjective feelings of busyness do not always map onto actual total workload. This reframing matters because it changes the problem from impossible sacrifice to time perception and prioritization, instead of treating balance as unattainable. The book suggests that much of the struggle comes from distorted expectations about what a serious career and a good family life must look like. That makes the book a corrective to cultural pessimism rather than a simple encouragement piece. Thirdly, flexibility matters more than the total number of hours worked. A major practical insight in the book is that flexibility can be more important than sheer hours on the clock. Vanderkam's findings suggest that the structure of time often matters more than raw volume. A woman with control over when and where she works can often combine career demands with family responsibilities more effectively than someone with the same number of hours, but rigid scheduling. This is a significant shift away from productivity advice that focuses only on efficiency or longer workdays. The book presents work life as a coordination problem, not just an effort problem. If interruptions, school schedules, and home obligations are part of the equation, then the ability to move work around becomes a real advantage. The point is not that all women have equal access to flexibility, but that when flexibility exists, it can make a demanding professional life much more sustainable. This is one reason the book is useful for understanding not only individual time management, but also workplace design and policy. Fourthly, work, home, and self are treated as linked priorities, not competing identities. The book is structured around the idea that a full life requires attention to work, home, and self rather than total devotion to any single domain. That framework is useful because it avoids the false choice between career ambition and personal well-being. Vanderkam does not argue that women should do everything alone. Instead, she shows how successful women make decisions about what to emphasize, what to outsource, and what to let go. At home, the book emphasizes presence and meaningful engagement over trying to achieve some idealized standard of perfect parenting. At the same time, it recognizes that self-care is not an indulgence but part of maintaining a sustainable schedule. This three-part lens makes the book more practical than books that focus only on professional achievement or only on parenting advice. It also reflects a realistic understanding of trade-offs. Some tasks deserve more attention, some can be delegated, and some can be simplified. That is a more workable model than perfectionism. Lastly, the book offers a more realistic model of parenting and domestic labor. A notable part of the book is its treatment of parenting and household work as areas where expectations often become distorted. Vanderkam suggests that many professional women compare themselves with an impossible ideal, usually a stay-at-home parent who devotes unlimited time to domestic life. That comparison can create guilt even when actual performance at home is already strong. By analyzing how women spend time, the book shows that being a good parent does not mean being available every second or personally doing every task. The practical message is that support, delegation, and selective attention are legitimate tools, not signs of failure. This is one of the reasons the book resonates with readers who feel trapped by standards of total domestic responsibility. It also broadens the conversation beyond individual discipline. If the problem is partly cultural expectation, then the solution involves changing what people think is required of a competent mother. That makes the book less about squeezing more into the day and more about redefining what enough looks like. In conclusion, I Know How She Does It will be most useful for working mothers, professional women, managers, and readers interested in evidence-based productivity. It is also relevant for anyone who wants a more realistic understanding of how modern families coordinate paid work, parenting, and personal time. The main benefit of the book is not a set of quick hacks, but a reframing of the time problem itself. Vanderkam uses time diary research to show that many assumptions about female overwork are exaggerated and that flexibility, prioritization, and realistic standards matter more than perfection. Readers who feel burdened by the idea that successful women must always be exhausted may find the book especially clarifying. Compared with many books in the time management genre, it stands out for its research-driven method and its focus on a specific but important demographic. Rather than offering generic advice, it explains how actual women structure their days and what that suggests about work, family, and satisfaction. That combination of data and practical interpretation gives the book its lasting value. If you would like to support Laura Vanderkam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.